welcome everyone to our first episode of Hospitality Podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and today I have a special guest with me. Her name is Maria, and she is a hospitality expert from Ontario. And we will be talking about how Airbnb rivals hotels for cheaper rates.
Hi everyone, it's so nice to be here today.
Thank you for joining us today. So, Airbnb is a quite interesting topic to discuss.
Yep, we're going to cover a lot today.
So, Maria, as I know, Airbnb is a portal for travelers that provides accommodation for better price. Is it right?
Kind of, yes. So, it's an online community where people can book short-term accommodations around the world. And Airbnb was established in 2008 and since then has been growing rapidly. So now it's one of the most popular lodging options for people when they travel.
I can't imagine how huge is that competition between Airbnb and hotels. Personally, I always choose Airbnb accommodation. If you ask me why, it's just because you can find a great location for a better price in a short period of time.
That's true, Anna. Competition is huge. That's good that you've mentioned it. Airbnb's advantage is that they reduce prices during peak times in popular tourist destinations. For example, you can find a very good deal during Saint Valentine's Day in Paris. And when hotels are sold out, Airbnb always has an option for you. Most of the times what they do is that they expand their capacity by increasing number of rooms or beds that they have in order to get more customers.
That sounds incredible. However, I think that it may have a negative impact on people's privacy and their overall experience. Am I right?
That's one of the reasons why people still choose hotels.
But moreover, I know that since Airbnb has become so popular, hotels' revenue decreased.
Yeah, that since Airbnb was created, hotels have been trying to promote themselves as much as they could so that they could, you know, gain more guests. Despite this, hotels started decreasing their prices, and they were hoping to gain more revenue by restaurants, spa, in-room dining, or in-room movies.
So, as you have mentioned, hotels still do sell out. Why and how?
Well, because people are still looking for that unique experience, right? Hotels provide you with a great service, and you can meet a lot of new people there. And let's be honest, no one is going to open a door for you or make your own bed in an Airbnb accommodation.
Yes, I agree. But still, think about that. Airbnb is better, and it's my just personal opinion, because Airbnb provides you multiple choices. For example, to choose a house with or without kitchen, backyard, or pool.
Let's go back to competition. Hotel suites now also include kitchen, balconies, and they've always had indoor or outdoor pools. That shows us how hotels care about their guest comfort and that they still really follow Airbnb's trends.
Right. So, what we have covered today is that Airbnb is a great tool for travelers, but not so good for hotels. As the competition is huge and both sides try to create new ways of attracting new guests to maximize their profits. Oh, I would like to ask our listeners, what do you think and what would you prefer, an Airbnb accommodation or a better hotel? I personally choose Airbnb. We're waiting for your answer. Also, I would like to thank you, Maria, for coming today. It has been a pleasure. And thank you to all of you who have been with us. And we would also like to mention Forbes.com that providing us with data. If you're interested, their article name is Airbnb Effect, Cheaper Rooms for Travels, Less Revenue for Hotels by Dina Dunderman.
Thank you, Anna, so much.
And welcome. welcome everyone to our first episode of Hospitality Podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and today I have a special guest with me. Her name is Maria, and she is a hospitality expert from Ontario. And we will be talking about how Airbnb rivals hotels for cheaper rates.
Hi everyone, it's so nice to be here today.
Thank you for joining us today. So, Airbnb is a quite interesting topic to discuss.
Yep, we're going to cover a lot today.
So, Maria, as I know, Airbnb is a portal for travelers that provides accommodation for better price. Is it right?
Kind of, yes. So, it's an online community where people can book short-term accommodations around the world. And Airbnb was established in 2008 and since then has been growing rapidly. So now it's one of the most popular lodging options for people when they travel.
I can't imagine how huge is that competition between Airbnb and hotels. Personally, I always choose Airbnb accommodation. If you ask me why, it's just because you can find a great location for a better price in a short period of time.
That's true, Anna. Competition is huge. That's good that you've mentioned it. Airbnb's advantage is that they reduce prices during peak times in popular tourist destinations. For example, you can find a very good deal during St. Valentine's Day in Paris. And when hotels are sold out, Airbnb always has an option for you. Most of the times what they do is that they expand their capacity by increasing number of rooms or beds that they have in order to get more customers.
That sounds incredible. However, I think that it may have a negative impact on people's privacy and their overall experience. Am I right?
That's one of the reasons why people still choose hotels.
But moreover, I know that since Airbnb has become so popular, hotels' revenue decreased.
Yep, that since Airbnb was created, hotels have been trying to promote themselves as much as they could so that they could, you know, gain more guests. Despite this, hotels started decreasing their prices, and they were hoping to gain more revenue by restaurants, spa, in-room dining, or in-room movies.
So, as you have mentioned, hotels still do sell out. Why and how?
Well, because people are still looking for that unique experience, right? Hotels provide you with a great service, and you can meet a lot of new people there. And let's be honest, no one is going to open a door for you or make your own bed in an Airbnb accommodation.
Yes, I agree. But still, think about that. Airbnb is better, and it's my just personal opinion, because Airbnb provides you multiple choices. For example, to choose a house with or without kitchen, backyard, or pool.
Let's go back to competition. Hotel suites now also include kitchen, balconies, and they've always had indoor or outdoor pools. That shows us how hotels care about their guest comfort and that they still really follow Airbnb's trends.
Right. So, what we have covered today is that Airbnb is a great tool for travelers, but not so good for hotels. As the competition is huge and both sides try to create new ways of attracting new guests to maximize their profits. Oh, I would like to ask our listeners, what do you think and what would you prefer, an Airbnb accommodation or a better hotel? I personally choose Airbnb. We're waiting for your answer. Also, I would like to thank you, Maria, for coming today. It has been a pleasure. And thank you to all of you who have been with us. And we would also like to mention Forbes.com that providing us with data. If you're interested, their article name is Airbnb Effect, Cheaper Rooms for Travels, Less Revenue for Hotels by Dina Dunderman.
Thank you, Anna, so much.
And welcome. welcome everyone to our first episode of Hospitality Podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and today I have a special guest with me. Her name is Maria, and she is a hospitality expert from Ontario. And we will be talking about how Airbnb rivals hotels for cheaper rates.
Hi everyone, it's so nice to be here today.
Thank you for joining us today. So, Airbnb is a quite interesting topic to discuss.
Yep, we're going to cover a lot today.
So, Maria, as I know, Airbnb is a portal for travelers that provides accommodation for better price. Is it right?
Kind of, yes. So, it's an online community where people can book short-term accommodations around the world. And Airbnb was established in 2008 and since then has been growing rapidly. So now it's one of the most popular lodging options for people when they travel.
I can't imagine how huge is that competition between Airbnb and hotels. Personally, I always choose Airbnb accommodation. If you ask me why, it's just because you can find a great location for a better price in a short period of time.
That's true, Anna. Competition is huge. That's good that you've mentioned it. Airbnb's advantage is that they reduce prices during peak times in popular tourist destinations. For example, you can find a very good deal during St. Valentine's Day in Paris. And when hotels are sold out, Airbnb always has an option for you. Most of the times what they do is that they expand their capacity by increasing number of rooms or beds that they have in order to get more customers.
That sounds incredible. However, I think that it may have a negative impact on people's privacy and their overall experience. Am I right?
That's one of the reasons why people still choose hotels.
But moreover, I know that since Airbnb has become so popular, hotels' revenue decreased.
Yep, that since Airbnb was created, hotels have been trying to promote themselves as much as they could so that they could, you know, gain more guests. Despite this, hotels started decreasing their prices and they were hoping to gain more revenue by restaurants, spa, in-room dining, or in-room movies.
So, as you have mentioned, hotels still do sell out. Why and how?
Well, because people are still looking for that unique experience, right? Hotels provide you with a great service, and you can meet a lot of new people there. And let's be honest, no one is going to open a door for you or make your own bed in an Airbnb accommodation.
Yes, I agree. But still, think about that. Airbnb is better, and it's my just personal opinion, because Airbnb provides you multiple choices. For example, to choose a house with or without kitchen, backyard, or pool.
Let's go back to competition. Hotel suites now also include kitchen, balconies, and they've always had indoor or outdoor pools. That shows us how hotels care about their guest comfort and that they still really follow Airbnb's trends.
Right. So, what we have covered today is that Airbnb is a great tool for travelers, but not so good for hotels. As the competition is huge and both sides try to create new ways of attracting new guests to maximize their profits. Oh, I would like to ask our listeners, what do you think and what would you prefer, an Airbnb accommodation or a better hotel? I personally choose Airbnb. We're waiting for your answer. Also, I would like to thank you, Maria, for coming today. It has been a pleasure. And thank you to all of you who have been with us. And we would also like to mention Forbes.com that providing us with data. If you're interested, their article name is Airbnb Effect, Cheaper Rooms for Travels, Less Revenue for Hotels by Dina Dunderman.
Thank you, Anna, so much.
Hi, and welcome. welcome everyone to our first episode of Hospitality Podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and today I have a special guest with me. Her name is Maria, and she is a hospitality expert from Ontario. And we will be talking about how Airbnb rivals hotels for cheaper rates.
Hi everyone, it's so nice to be here today.
Thank you for joining us today. So, Airbnb is a quite interesting topic to discuss.
Yep, we're going to cover a lot today.
So, Maria, as I know, Airbnb is a portal for travelers that provides accommodation for better price. Is it right?
Kind of, yes. So, it's an online community where people can book short-term accommodations around the world. And Airbnb was established in 2008 and since then has been growing rapidly. So now it's one of the most popular lodging options for people when they travel.
I can't imagine how huge is that competition between Airbnb and hotels. Personally, I always choose Airbnb accommodation. If you ask me why, it's just because you can find a great location for a better price in a short period of time.
That's true, Anna. Competition is huge. That's good that you've mentioned it. Airbnb's advantage is that they reduce prices during peak times in popular tourist destinations. For example, you can find a very good deal during St. Valentine's Day in Paris. And when hotels are sold out, Airbnb always has an option for you. Most of the times what they do is that they expand their capacity by increasing number of rooms or beds that they have in order to get more customers.
That sounds incredible. However, I think that it may have a negative impact on people's privacy and their overall experience. Am I right?
That's one of the reasons why people still choose hotels.
But moreover, I know that since Airbnb has become so popular, hotels' revenue decreased.
Yeah, that since Airbnb was created, hotels have been trying to promote themselves as much as they could so that they could, you know, gain more guests. Despite this, hotels started decreasing their prices, and they were hoping to gain more revenue by restaurants, spa, in-room dining, or in-room movies.
So, as you have mentioned, hotels still do sell out. Why and how?
Well, because people are still looking for that unique experience, right? Hotels provide you with a great service, and you can meet a lot of new people there. And let's be honest, no one is going to open a door for you or make your own bed in an Airbnb accommodation.
Yes, I agree. But still, think about that. Airbnb is better, and it's my just personal opinion, because Airbnb provides you multiple choices. For example, to choose a house with or without kitchen, backyard, or pool.
Let's go back to competition. Hotel suites now also include kitchen, balconies, and they have always had indoor or outdoor pools. That shows us how hotels care about their guest comfort and that they still really follow Airbnb's trends.
Right. So, what we have covered today is that Airbnb is a great tool for travelers, but not so good for hotels. As the competition is huge and both sides try to create new ways of attracting new guests to maximize their profits. Oh, I would like to ask our listeners, what do you think and what would you prefer, an Airbnb accommodation or a better hotel? I personally choose Airbnb. We're waiting for your answer. Also, I would like to thank you, Maria, for coming today. It has been a pleasure. And thank you to all of you who have been with us. And we would also like to mention Forbes.com that providing us with data. If you're interested, their article name is Airbnb Effect, Cheaper Rooms for Travels, Less Revenue for Hotels by Dina Dunderman.
Thank you, Anna, so much.